name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful and joyful day. The day we have ahead is the great feast of Theophany is upon us, in which we commemorate our Lord's baptism. Very often when we reflect on the themes and the meaning of the feast, we're kind of struck by the contrast between the theme of the feast, the gifts that God has given us through this event in Christ's life, and what our eyes tell us about the condition of the world. I don't know about everyone here, but I know when I go out into the world, whether it be the store, whether it be sitting in traffic in my car, whether it be passing other individuals as I go in and out of a certain building in public, I see a weary creation. I see a tired people. I see people who are tired, who are stressed, who are anxious, who may appear even depressed. You know, many of us, and believe me, I have my moments, so certainly I'm not being critical, we often don't pay attention to these things because we ourselves are wrapped up within ourselves, not because we're selfish, because we just have a lot on our plate. And so when we're in line in the store, we're thinking about how quickly can I get in and out? What am I going to do when I get home? Perhaps even we're lost in our screen while we're waiting in line at the store. But if we just lift up our heads and observe creation, of which we are part, we see tiredness, we see fatigue, we see weariness. We'll see individuals looking worn out, haggard, stressed, depressed, as life is not what it is all cracked up to be. But yet, another force acting upon us is that social media would have us believe something different. Social media would have us believe that everyone's thriving, everyone's happy, everybody's joyful, everybody has so much energy, everyone's thriving financially, everyone's on vacation every month, which then increases our sense of isolation as we begin to wonder, what is wrong with me? What am I doing wrong that I'm not living that life that I see others living on their Facebook posts or Snapchat or Instagram and whatever ones are ever out there? See, so there's this paradox. There's the reality that we see if we're paying attention, and then there's another false reality that our society through social media would have us believe. And so we're caught between these two. And even as Orthodox Christians, when we forget certain things, we become trapped in this paradox. When we lose awareness of certain mysteries, when we forget the meanings of certain great feasts in the church, we can slip in to that mindset that many unbelievers live with on a daily basis. You know, the number of people that are completely unchurched has grown and truly has become the new norm in our society. And if we lose awareness of certain mysteries, we also can slip back into that mindset of being a weary person in a weary world. And so, brothers and sisters, today and tomorrow, we have the Feast of Theophany. And through God's incarnation in which he became man, he not only redeemed humankind, but indeed all of creation. It was all fallen. It was all sick. It had all, as Alexander Schmemann said, had all become profane. Until Christ came and not only redeemed humankind, but restored and sanctified all of creation, and he began doing so through water. And is any surprise? We've spoken before of the significance of water. Indeed, even modern-day science has not lost the significance of it. For when scientists are searching the heavens and the universe for signs of life on Earth, what do they look for? Or signs of life on other planets, moons and planets, they look for water. If there's a chance of water there, then surely there's a chance for life. And it is not coincidence that God chose water as the vehicle through which we participate in his death and resurrection, through our own baptisms. The significance of that moment, you know, as we said before, baptism is not just a rite of initiation. It's not just a passage we go through to gain membership in the church. When we go into those waters, we are participating in the death of Christ. And when we emerge victoriously out of those waters, we are participating in the resurrection of Christ. Truly, we enter into Christ's death and resurrection. And so we are given a new identity that many of us forget, that the world has lost this great mystery of baptism. But brothers and sisters, if we regain that, if we backtrack to the theological significance of our own baptisms, which just about every one of us here has received, and we grasp that, we realize we are no longer in the world. We are no longer of the world. We are no longer in the world, and we are no longer of this world. We are in the world, but not of it, as Christ said in the Gospel of John, and which gives us a new outlook. Suddenly, we don't feel like we've been trod underfoot by this world. We realize that Christ himself is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Suddenly, the events in our life take on new meaning. Through our baptism, we are given a lens through which we see our life in this world, that we are exiles in this transient world, and that there is a beginning and that there is an end, and that there's purpose for our life, that our life is filled with many deaths and resurrections. Our baptism becomes a foreshadowing of what will happen the remainder of our life. Every hardship, every suffering becomes an opportunity for death and resurrection. We reenact our baptisms throughout our life. And each time we repeat that process in our life, we become closer and closer to Christ. And so the sufferings in our life, the stresses and the hardships become opportunities for renewal, for restoration, for growth. And then we have a choice to not become one of those weary and stressed out and depressed faces that we so see filling God's creation today. You see, brothers and sisters, but if we don't go back, if we don't rediscover the mystery of our own baptism, then yes, we are Orthodox Christians, and we come to church, and we kind of just scrape the surface of our faith. We pray, we fast, we come to services, but we have not penetrated into the depths of our faith. You see, it is through our baptisms that we achieve the depth of our spirituality and our faith, in which we embrace that identity, that we suddenly see a new perspective, a new lens through which we see our life. That through my baptism, I entered into Christ's death and resurrection, through those waters. That Christ, by entering, anytime God uses something physical for his saving work, it becomes sanctified, it becomes blessed. And so today we celebrate that with the blessing of the water and the sprinkling of waters as a vehicle of restoration and as a reminder of our own redemption even. So brothers and sisters, let us rediscover what took place on that day of our baptism so many years ago for many of us, and to put on those lenses that were given to us on that day that came with that new identity, that we are in the world and not of the world, and to start to see our sufferings and our stresses and our struggles in a new light as opportunities for death and resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.